Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 83, Clarity Over Cleverness. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/83. Are you passionate and motivated to make the world a better place with your company, product, or culture, and wonder how you're going to market your efforts? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company that answers that question and many others with strategy and creative services for those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced for people just like yourself. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I've been mentioning this a lot lately, but I've been working on my company's positioning and business offerings for the past few weeks. And it's been very difficult because as a creative professional, we're so close to our own stuff that it can be hard to get a really objective look at who we are and what we offer. And so I've been talking with a lot of smart people. Two people in particular. One was last week's interviewee, Christopher Butler, and I've also been talking with marketing mentor Elise Benin. Both have given awesome advice and really revealed a flaw in how I think about myself and how I write. And that flaw is that I want to be clever at the expense of clarity. I want to write something where it makes people go, huh, oh yeah, right, yeah, or, oh, I didn't think of it that way. But you know what? Cleverness has its downfall because as I was talking with Elise one day, she's like, you know, I read that thing that you wrote and I really don't know what you mean by that. And so that really has gotten me thinking lately about this idea of clarity over cleverness. So in this episode, I want to share 6 ways that I'm learning to be clearer and leaving a little bit of room for cleverness because I have to be clever, man. Come on. So first, as Christopher Butler told me, be informative first and evocative second. So one of the exercises that he gave me was, I do blank for blank. That leaves no room for cleverness because it's really informative on what you do and who you do it for. For example, I'm like, I do video production for people. I do video production for businesses. I do video, you know, so I'm getting very specific at a clear statement of what I do and who I do it for. And it doesn't mean that you can't have emotion or evocative language in what you do. You really want to dive in on that clarity, though. So, for example, I do video production, but the four, I was really wanting to define a type of person, not necessarily a niche or a vertical in an industry. For me, it was more the character or the type of people that I was going after. So I do video production for those who dare to build a better world. And that's informative and it's very evocative because, you know, it's like, wow, you know, who are the people that are daring to build a better world? I could just say for people that are building a better world. But for me, adding the word daring was adding some of that evocative language in there and really being like, you know what? Yeah, I want people that are not only doing it, but they're daring to do it. It speaks to something a little bit more than just action. Second, revise without frustration or anger. Be willing to hear, I don't know what you offer or what you're saying. but also do the work to change what you've written or what you've said. Being willing to accept feedback from other people and changing that is honoring to them. It shows that you respect them enough to ask for help, ask for feedback, and then act on it. But also, even if you never act on someone's feedback, if you responded with anger and frustration, they're not going to help you again. But if you respond by saying, "I get what you're saying, but I'm going to go this way," you're still honoring them, and they're still probably willing to help you in the long run. Third, change up your writing style. I love lists of three or odd number lists. I like long sentences, and I love Oxford commas. I have a fascination with obscure grammatical rules. I geek out on the differences between hyphens, end dashes, and em dashes, and I love hierarchical rules of content organization. I know I'm very weird, but this really does lead to a lack of clarity. My writing gets muddy and I get boring. So I often work on changing up my writing style so that I have a different voice or a different style. I try to balance between really short sentences and longer sentences. I really push myself to edit my writing as much as possible. And so as much as it is about changing up your writing style, sometimes it's just writing and then editing later. And so for me, I've really tried to change my writing style to bring that clarity in. Fourth, less is more. When I was in my first class working on my master's degree, they had given us the requirements of the assignment as 2 to 3 pages. I had so much to say, so I wrote 9 pages. And the instructor gave me this bit of feedback. She said, "You know, I can see going a page or two over, but at a certain point, I'm just not going to read anymore and just give you the grade that you deserve for going 9 pages over or 6 pages over or whatever it ended up being." Because less is more. The more that you write, the more opportunity you have to be unclear in what you're trying to say. And in a really succinct way, that's what I got from the instructor. They could have written a 2-page critique of my paper, but all they said was, "Less is more." You know what? I stopped reading at a certain point because I knew you were just repeating yourself. That it was so huge for me. So try to half what you're saying. So if you need to write a page, write half a page. If you need to write 2 pages, write 1 page. 500 words, 250 words. 10-minute podcast, 5 minutes. Whatever. Less is more. Fifth, find an editor. I'm not saying hire someone, unless you want to, of course, that's cool, but find someone that can read what you've written or listen to what you're saying and ask them about the clarity of your ideas. In a book called The Angry Filmmaker Survival Guide, author Kelly Baker talks about just the importance when he's getting feedback on his film to not worry about the technique or anything like that, but really the clarity of the ideas, the clarity of the story. And the same thing with writing and with when presenting your ideas, you want that clarity. You want to make sure that people are getting what you're saying and what you're intending to say. And an editor can really help you with that, someone outside of your own head. Sixth and finally, write it, publish it, then refine it. I can obsess over anything that I've done with the best of them. Perfectionism is definitely a struggle for me. And one way I have learned to overcome it is to write some copy in WordPress, publish it, read it in the context of my design, and then change it. If you don't want to commit to hitting that publish button because you're, you know, for whatever reason, thinking that someone is sitting on your site right at that very moment when you hit publish, then maybe at least hit the preview button. But context in your website's design and typography is crucial for not only the editing phase, but really understanding the clarity of your message. I want to end this episode just with a brief story. So the other day I was having coffee with someone that I had just met, And I said something really clever, and I was just applauding myself inside. And I don't even remember what I said, but I remember how I felt when I said, I'm like, oh, that sounded so smart. And you know what the response was? What do you mean by that? I'm like, well, this is what I meant. And they're like, okay, cool. And then I said something clever again. Oh, what did you mean by that? And after a couple of times, I just responded to the person and I said, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for asking for clarification in what I meant, because it showed that you cared enough to want to know what was at the heart of what I was saying. And that person said, you know, I was trained as a journalist and I always want to make sure that I'm truly understanding what people are saying. Clarity is so drastically important. And even if someone doesn't take the time to say, what do you mean by that? Push yourself to be clear so that you can be as clear as possible and that people truly get the heart of what you're saying. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co, where they can subscribe to Getting Work to Work, sign up for the Curiosity Lab, my weekly email newsletter, and find the various social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, should they want to be social with me. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, or you just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com. I mentioned this before, but I'm working on something new over at Patreon. It's called Luminarium, and it's a place for creative professionals, makers, dreamers, and doers to not only support the work that I do, but also receive exclusive content that I'm working on. There are currently three ways for you to contribute, with three different types of stuff you'll get. I love helping as many people as I possibly can, and this is another way for me to do that. Visit gwtw.co/83 for my link to Patreon. And in the meantime, thank you so much for your consideration in supporting my work by joining the Luminarium on Patreon. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.